morning, everybody. It's Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. Starting you off in women's college basketball, the top five finalists for the John R. Wooden Player of the Year Award have been announced, and a familiar name is on the list. Five players were announced on Wednesday to be in consideration for one of the top honors in college basketball. The five players consist of Lauren Cox of Baylor, Taisha Harris of South Carolina, Ruthie Herbert and Sabrina Ionescu of Oregon, and then Kentucky's own Ryan Howard. Of course, Howard led the Wildcats to a tremendous season and also picked up the SEC Player of the Year honor. Switching now to the NBA, the four Brooklyn Nets players who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, including star player Kevin Durant, are now symptom-free. That according to Nets general manager Sean Marks. The Nets announced the players tested positive on March 17th, and Marks said the team quarantined for 14 days and are still practicing social distancing. The NBA suspended their season on March the 12th. And finally, on this day back in sports history, in 2012, in the 74th NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, the Kentucky Wildcats defeated the Kansas Jayhawks 67-59 to pick up their 8th national championship. Wildcats led by guard Deron Lamb, who scored 22 points in the win. And that's going to do it for your sports update here on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.